Home Study Lesson, Jeremiah chapters 34 through 52, Lamentations, and Ezekiel chapters 1 through 32, or Unit 28. Preparation material for the home study teacher. Summary of daily home study lessons. The following summary of the doctrines and principles students learned as they studied Jeremiah 34 through Ezekiel 32, or Unit 28, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1, Jeremiah 34 through 41. As students read how the kings of Judah rejected the prophet Jeremiah's counsel, they learned that the Lord's words will be fulfilled, regardless of whether we believe in them. They also learned that if we obey the word of the Lord given through His servants, we will prosper spiritually. However, if we give in to fear and follow the world instead of the Lord's prophet, we will perish spiritually. Day 2, Jeremiah chapters 42 through 52. As students study Jeremiah's counsel to the remnant of the Jews not taken into captivity, they learned that when we disregard the Lord's counsel given through His prophets, we bring negative consequences upon ourselves. They also discovered that through the strength of our Redeemer, we can be delivered from physical and spiritual bondage. Day 3, Lamentations. Students learned the following truths from the book of Lamentations. When we sin, we will feel troubled. Because the Lord is compassionate, we can find hope in knowing He will help us if we seek Him. The afflictions we experience as a result of sin can help motivate us to turn again to the Lord. When we live righteously, our lives will be better than they would be if we chose to sin. Day 4, Ezekiel chapters 1 through 32. In their study of Ezekiel 1 through 32, students learned that if we heed the warnings of prophets, we will be doing what the Lord wants us to do, and we can be prepared to face challenges and dangers that threaten us. They also learned that the Lord holds us accountable to fulfill the responsibilities He gives us. Students also discovered that the Lord provides opportunities for us to come to know that He is the only true God, and to draw closer to Him, and that we can choose to live righteously regardless of our circumstances and the choices of those around us. Introduction. This lesson can help students understand the role of prophets and why it is important for them to give heed to their counsel. Suggestions for teaching. Ezekiel chapters 2 and 3. The Lord calls Ezekiel to warn the Israelites in exile. Invite a student to read aloud the following situation described by Elder Joseph B. Werthelin of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, on December 26, 2004, a powerful earthquake struck off the coast of Indonesia, creating a deadly tsunami that killed more than 200,000 people. It was a terrible tragedy. In one day, millions of lives were forever changed. But there was one group of people who, although their village was destroyed, did not suffer a single casualty. The reason? They knew a tsunami was coming. The Mokan people live in villages on islands off the coast of Thailand and Burma, or Myanmar. A society of fishermen, their lives depend on the sea. For hundreds and perhaps thousands of years, their ancestors have studied the ocean, and they have passed their knowledge down from father to son. One thing in particular they were careful to teach was what to do when the ocean receded. According to their traditions, when that happened, the laboon, a wave that eats people, would arrive soon after. When the elders of the village saw the dreaded signs, they shouted to everyone to run to high ground. Not everyone listened. One elderly fisherman said, "None of the kids believed me." In fact, his own daughter called him a liar. But the old fisherman would not relent until all had left the village and climbed to higher ground. End quote. From Journey to Higher Ground, Ensign or Liahona, November 2005. Why do you think some people disbelieve the village elders' warnings? How do you think the people who disbelieve the warnings at first may have felt toward the village elders after the tsunami destroyed their village? Explain that there are unseen dangers in the world that threaten our spiritual safety. Invite students to look as they study Ezekiel 2 and 3 for a principle that teaches how the Lord will warn us of dangers and keep us safe. remind students that while he was in captivity in Babylon, Ezekiel saw a vision of the heavens open and beheld the glory of God. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Ezekiel 2, verses 3 through 7. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jehovah called Ezekiel to do. Explain that the words impudent and stiff-hearted in verse 4 imply stubbornness and an unwillingness to change. According to verses 3 through 5, what did the Lord call Ezekiel to do? Based on how the Lord described the children of Israel, what challenges would Ezekiel face as he taught them? You may want to explain that their briars, thorns, and scorpions, mentioned in verse 6, symbolize the difficulties Ezekiel would face as he taught the people. What can we learn from verse 7 about the role of a prophet? Students may suggest a variety of truths, but make sure it is clear that prophets speak and teach the words the Lord has given them. How might understanding that prophets seek to teach the words the Lord has given them influence your attitude toward their counsel and teachings? Summarize Ezekiel chapter 2 verses 9 through 10 by explaining that the Lord gave Ezekiel a roll of a book, see Ezekiel 2 verse 9, which was a scroll with writing on both the front and back. Anciently, some writings were recorded on paper, parchment, or other materials and then rolled up. This scroll contained the words the Lord wanted Ezekiel to speak to Israel, which included lamentations and mourning and woe for their rebelliousness. Invite a student to read Ezekiel 3 verses 1 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord commanded Ezekiel to do with the scroll. Invite students to report what they find. What do you think eating the scroll represents? One possible explanation is that eating the scroll represents Ezekiel internalizing the Word of God and making it a part of his life. This would prepare him to teach the Lord's Word to the people. How did Ezekiel describe the taste of the scroll? Why do you think he would describe the taste of the scroll with God's Word written on it as sweet when it contained lamentations and mourning and woe? See Ezekiel 2:10. Summarize Ezekiel 3:4-14 by explaining that the Lord commanded Ezekiel to speak his words to the people. Though Ezekiel would face opposition, the Lord had strengthened Ezekiel's resolve to teach the rebellious children of Israel. Explain that the Lord used an analogy to help Ezekiel understand his mission and role as a prophet. Invite a student to read Ezekiel 3:17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord likened Ezekiel to. What did the Lord liken Ezekiel to? Show students a picture of a watchman on a tower, or draw a simple illustration of one on the board. Explain that in Ezekiel's day, a watchman on a wall or tower had the responsibility to warn the people of impending danger from enemy attacks. Display a picture of the current president of the church. How are the responsibilities of a prophet similar to those of a watchman? How might prophets be like watchmen for us? Students may use different words, but help them identify a principle similar to the following. If we heed the warnings of prophets, we can be prepared to face challenges and dangers that threaten us. Consider writing this principle on the board and inviting students to write it in their scriptures next to Ezekiel 3:17. Point out that today church members sustain the first presidency and the quorum of the 12 apostles as prophets, seers, and revelators. What are some warning signs prophets have given us recently? List students' responses on the board. Also consider sharing a few statements of warning delivered by members of the first presidency and quorum of the 12 apostles during a recent general conference. Ask students to select a warning listed on the board. Invite them to ponder and then respond to the following question. How can following this prophetic warning protect you from danger? Invite students to review at home the most recent addresses from the president of the church and sections of the For the Strength of Youth booklet. Encourage them to follow the warnings and counsel they find. Summarize Ezekiel 3:18-27 by explaining that the Lord told Ezekiel that he would hold him accountable if he failed to raise a warning voice and call Israel to repentance. conclude the lesson by testifying of the role of the Lord's prophets as watchmen and the blessings that come from heeding their warning and counsel. Next unit, Ezekiel 33 through Daniel 2. Ask students to ponder the following questions. How difficult is it to obey the word of wisdom today? Would you obey that commandment if your life were threatened? Explain that they will learn about the courage of Daniel and his friends, who were taken captive into Babylon and were pressured to disobey a similar commandment from the Lord. Invite students to think of different ways God reveals truth to His children. Explain that they will also study how God revealed truths about the last days through visions to the prophet Ezekiel and through the prophet Daniel's interpretations of the dreams of King Nebuchadnezzar. Ask them to note whom Daniel gave the credit to for the gift of being able to interpret dreams.